This is Nick.
And Hannah Lazard.
And we're here at Rock for Africa with Destroy the Runner. You guys want to introduce yourselves?
My name's Dwayne, and I play guitar.
My name's Maldi, and I play guitar.
My name's Mark, and I play drums.
I'm Tanner, I play the rock and bass. So far from you, with no desire to look
back, lonely places forever. So you guys describe the members of your band as the A-team. So you've on your MySpace, and there's no other way of people knowing who you are, so I'm glad you introduced yourself.
And Chuck Norris, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, A-team and Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris isn't here yet.
No, he's on his way, though.
Chuck Norris will be here soon.
He's stuck in traffic.
He's been busy owning the world.
Yeah.
So how did you guys get involved with Rock for Africa?
Actually, like, they just contacted us. Our friends in the band Thieves and Liars played the last Rock for Africa, and we're really good friends with those guys. And so we kind of already knew about it, but they kind of actually contacted us and just asked us if we would do it, and we said, yeah. So that's it, pretty much.
So who are your musical influences?
Band-wise, I can go from anywhere from Glassjaw to Led Zeppelin for me. That's pretty much, like, I listen to such a wide variety of music. I take little parts of each band and then, like, I try to make my own. But, yeah.
I'd have to say, you know, the same thing that Tanner said. I think we all listen to a pretty eclectic variety of music. I don't know why you're laughing right now.
Let's get that laugh in the microphone.
So I think we all just kind of, the range, I mean, all of us listen to, you know, acoustic stuff from, you know, Simon and Garfunkel to, you know, Metallica and Pantera. So it's just kind of trying to find a median in between all of those things, especially for me.
We did enjoy your video on your MySpace titled Saints, but I wouldn't say that we completely understood it. So can you tell us about that video and how it relates to the song?
Actually, the song, it's funny because the treatment for that video, the treatment that the company did, they're called Endeavor Media, the people that did the video, they came up with that treatment for a different song. And we were like, well, we don't want to do this song. And so we kind of had ideas of what we wanted the video to be like. And we told them, you know, we definitely wanted, like, water to be a big element of the video and, you know, like an ocean or things like that. So they kind of, like, took our idea and, you know, sort of wove it together with their idea, and that's how the video came about, pretty much. But
were you happy with how it turned out? Because, you know, when you make a video, it's like you have no idea what's gonna happen, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we were super stoked. I think it turned out better than I guess any of us expected. We weren't there when they shot all the parts for the concept. So, like, all the actors and things, like, we weren't even there, so we just kind of had to hope it was going to be cool, and it was. It turned out really, really good, so we were excited about that.
Been joined by another member of the band here. It's running a little late. Why don't you introduce yourself?
I'm Chad, and this is really weird. I'm talking into an iPod. I sing. I'm actually the new singer of the band. New vocalist. Screamer / singer.
So, well, that begs the question, what happened to the old vocalist?
He's a fireman now.
Yeah. Really?
He's out saving lives.
Yeah.
Fires.
Doing the thing.
He decided that he wanted to do something else, pretty much, you know? I mean, touring is, like...
It's not for everybody.
It's not for everybody, and definitely, like, you know, it was just, he was ready to do something different, and so, you know, we're supportive of him, you know, in that, and it is hard, because, you know, we just had a record come out, and then, you know, we did a few tours with him, and then we were kind of like, we kind of like lost some momentum, and then, you know, but everything worked out, and we got it going back now.
Where did the name come from?
Oh, man. The name, actually, I'm glad you asked, because it's from a movie called Logan's Run. There's a movie called, have you guys heard of this movie, Logan's Run? That's where we got the name, Destroy the Runner.
There's a robot.
Basically, yeah.
That goes around killing people.
Why?
To make.
Because you can't go around killing people all the time. And it's not the Terminator, but there's a robot
that kills people. And if they run away, it says, Destroy the Runner.
And that's where we got our name.
What are some of your favorite things about being on tour, and some of the things, like some of the things you can't live without? Or, because being on tour is like being in a different world. I mean, it's really different. Or what?
Trail mix.
I'll have to say trail mix.
And
I
cans
love
of chili.
Trail mix.
And cans of chili.
And cans of chili.
Waffle House is a must if you're on tour.
Definitely tank tops and short shorts.
In the summertime.
Grimaldi.
It's summer gear.
Even in winter.
Summer gear is a necessity.
Yeah. In summer.
In summertime.
And cell phone chargers.
One thing I yes. don't like about tour is ice storms, where we crash, where Mark crashes our van.
Why do you guys always have to
I don't like that one.
Well, I mean, you did.
Or we have.
All right, anyways, I like tour because it's fun and exciting. Any other questions for us?
Is it I like it because it's like, well, I mean, it's not like, but you are in a different city every night. Mm. And I get tired of the same old stuff, so it's fun.
Now, how long have the rest of you guys been together as a band?
What, it's been almost 3 years, maybe? Been almost 3 years, probably, now, yeah.
And do you have any particular places you really look forward to going to on your tours? Are there any towns that really...
I'm a big fan of Philadelphia.
Seattle.
Seattle is
where
a must.
Where in Seattle?
Our label is based at... Give me the iPod. Our label is based... For all of you who cannot see what's going on, Nick is sitting in the middle and transferring the iPod between us, even though we're
play by play
very close to him. Our label's based out of Seattle, so I mean it's a great place to run around and hang out. Like, I don't know, do y'all know what the actual little? It's not called the Wharf. It's called something
Pikes.
Else. Pike's place is really that place is really fun, but we get to go to the our record label's offices and warehouse and whatnot and hang out with all of the people that work there who are kind of paid to be excited about your music. So it's kind of cool to hang out with them.
Feel good.
Yeah, and I don't know, they give you a lot of free stuff and you kind of just take boatloads of CDs from the label, and it's a lot of fun. So
I like New York City. That's probably my favorite, but I'm sick of the U.S. because I've toured it too much and I want to go over to Europe and Japan and other places. So
is your record label supporting you in doing that, going on a world tour?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. Just not yet.
Not yet. So. It's definitely something that's very, very possible down the road because, like, our CD is accessible, like, around the world. So it's definitely...
For everybody listening.
Okay. Yeah. What?
Yeah, I'm going to be doing sit-ups right here, so if you guys have a question, I'll...
Chad does sit-ups all the time. That's his favorite tour activity.
But I still have a belly.
It's true.
Well, we end all of our interviews with a pirate shout-out of some sort. So will you do that for us?
Yeah.
You guys should do that. Something all together.
Yeah, for sure.
Why was the pirate upset that the new Live Free or Die Hard... No, I forgot what I said.
Do it again.
All right, let's try it again.
And cut it too.
And, okay, take two. Why was the pirate upset about the new Live Free or Die Hard movie?
Why?
Because it wasn't rated R.
It's really funny.